T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
9:43, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Thanks for joining us on WWL. It's this time every day we're getting an update from St. Charles Parish. Matthew Jewell, Parish President, thanks for joining us again here on WWL.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you got a dubious distinction this morning. I just opened up the brand new Louisiana Public Service Commission power outage map. They're doing reports twice a day. And St. Charles Parish is the only one left in red, which is the highest level of outages. The only parish now with more than 60% not reconnected. Why is it taking so long for your residents in particular to get their power back on?
Well, look, I know a lot of our residents are frustrated, but, you know, really, I think, and when I looked at the original statistics that that came out, St. Charles Parish really did sustain probably the most damage to our electrical grid. When you look at the sheer numbers of poles down, the number of transformers down, the number of spans of wires, you know, on Highway 90 itself, the mess was so bad that they actually just set new poles and are just restringing brand new poles all the way down Highway 90 instead of just taking the wires off of a broken pole and placing them on a new one. They are physically restringing with spools of wire the electrical grid. So, you know, I think while of course everybody wants to be first and everybody wants to get everybody everybody back online, I really just believe the damage was that bad in St. Charles Parish. And when you look at the trajectory of the storm and how it jumped over from Lafourche and kind of sat right next to St. Charles Parish and kind of stalled, it makes sense that we did get a lot of damage.
Yeah, Lafourche is still 48% out, Terrebonne still 54% out, and St. John is still 46% out. But at 65%, St. Charles by far has the largest percentage anyway of population out. If there's any good news, Louisiana as a state now has less than 100,000 outages for the first time in the last 16 days. So clearly the power companies are making progress, but not as fast as anybody would like. Matthew Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish, you're getting ready, trying to recover from Ida, and now you got to get ready for Nicholas. Some people are saying, oh, this is no big deal, but if we do get 10 inches of rain across the region and some areas get even more in isolated spots, particularly with all the debris and issues with drainage right now, you could have some trouble, couldn't you?
Yeah, look, we've spent so much time over the past 18 months when I've been in office really just trying to improve our drainage system and really manicure it too. And it was in really such a good spot right before the storm. So to have all this debris and the leaves and everything is just, it hurts, but you know, we're going to be out there. We're ready to respond wherever we need. And that's the difference between a storm like this and a storm like Ida, is that you just can't send anybody out in those high winds that we saw during Hurricane Ida. But we're so far on the outer kind of bands of this storm that we should be fine to respond to people. But look, we asked people in the very beginning to not stack anything in the ditch. I know some people don't have a lot of rooms and they had a lot of debris, so a lot of stuff did end up in the ditch. That is concerning to me, but we're gonna be there to respond anywhere we need to try to keep things moving.
And when you mean respond, you mean to either remove blockages in the drainage or with boats or high water vehicles if people need to be rescued?
Yeah, look, we're gonna be there with Public Works to be able to respond to people with blockages. So we'll send Public Works out We've been working on this since the day after the storm. We started clearing blockages out of our canals. There's still a lot of stuff out there because thousands upon thousands of trees have fallen. But we're ready to help out, and we're just gonna keep our fingers crossed that we're not gonna get that much rain. I'm confident that we won't. But like I said, we're gonna be ready to respond. And residents, if they're seeing any kind of issues, they should call 985-783-5050, our emergency operations center.
Say that number one more time.
985-783-5050.
All right. We were talking to Archie Chasson in Lafourche Parish, the president there earlier, and he said he had to use some very colorful language, both with FEMA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers yesterday, because they're just not getting the blue roofs, which he's very concerned with because of this rain coming from Nicholas, and they're just not getting any real progress on transitional housing, on giving people somewhere to live while they can't live in their homes. How are you doing on both those fronts, on getting blue roofs, on damaged homes, and on giving people who can't live in their houses right now somewhere in St. Charles Parish, whether it be a FEMA trailer or a nearby hotel or some other plan or maybe a trailer park that they build of FEMA trailers to get your folks back home?
Yeah, well, look, me and Archie stay in close contact. We've been friends for many years now, so I've had similar issues, and we've kind of texted back and forth about the housing issue in St. Charles Parish, and all of the parishes really affected by Ida. In fact, I spoke to the governor a couple of days ago, along with FEMA, and asked for some information on what a long-term solution to the housing situation is. You know, obviously a parish can jump in and potentially do something, but you know, we want some assurances that FEMA is going to make sure that they cover the cost if the parish decides to do something. So, you know, we're kind of in that limbo right now where the conversations are being had by FEMA, but we haven't been told anything yet. So obviously they got the transitional sheltering assistance going on right now. I'm assuming that they're probably going to have to extend that for those residents who are utilizing it. So we do want our residents to go in and apply for that. If their home is unlivable, that transitional sheltering assistance gives you 30 days in a nearby hotel. And then we're thinking that will be extended even further. But I'm going to be honest, like getting some of the FEMA resources into our parish has been tough. I've been trying to get people on the ground to canvass our neighborhoods to help people sign up. And FEMA is telling me that they're having trouble lodging their employees in the nearby area. I've even found between Shell Norco's camp and the community center about 70 spots for people to be housed in to try to get people on the ground here and help our residents get signed up for FEMA and help them with any assistance that they need. So, you know, we're going to continue working with FEMA, try to present them some solutions for some of the issues they're having. But ultimately, they're going to have to come up with something because we do have plenty of homes in St. Charles Parish that aren't livable at this time.
Matthew Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish, we appreciate your time. We know you'll be back at this time tomorrow to give us an update. But anytime you need to get something out sooner, just give us a holler and we'll let you talk to the people of St. Charles Parish.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Matthew Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish, here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.